presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. And now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world, came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, raise a speeding bullet to its target, and walked about among human beings disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for a great metropolitan paper. Still in the wilds of Ellesmere Land, Kent and Captain Walters have joined the museum scientist, Professor Peters, in an effort to find out what has become of Alonzo Cragg, famous Arctic explorer, missing 3 years, and also to investigate the mystery of the Cunalacas and their sacred treasure. When we last saw him, Kent had just rescued Ray Martin, fellow reporter from the Indian, only to have Martin die of exhaustion after gasping out a vague warning and telling Kent of a secret map that would guide him to the treasure hoard. As our story continues today, Kent has returned to the lonely igloo that serves as a base. He and Walters and Professor Peters are poring over the mysterious map Ray Martin gave Kent before he died. Listen.
My dear Captain Walters, you're quite right. It's as plain as day. Martin found out, heaven knows how, the secret of the Indian treasure, and he made this map.
But why only half of it? We can't get anywhere with this.
Just a moment. There's writing on it. Entrance is here to sunken temple of ice. White terror.
White terror? What did he mean?
There's something missing. Kent, my dear fellow, this map does us no good whatsoever. It's not complete.
Here, let me see it again. Kent, you dropped something. Where's that ring? The one I sent down to Paula Craig.
It fell out of my pocket. Great Scott.
The ring? Wait, it's broken. What's happened to it?
No, it's not broken. It opened up. There's a secret compartment back of the seal. Why, look. There's something inside the compartment.
Kent, do you mean to say you've never opened that ring before?
I never knew it could be opened. I say. Professor, Walters, look here, will you?
What? Oh, my land. If it ain't another map, all folded up into a little ward.
Oh, no. No, wait a moment. It's not another map. Kent, it's the missing half of the map we were just looking at.
Professor, you're right.
Match them up. There you are. That's it. Now, Martin's map, complete.
Wait, that ain't possible.
Sure it is, Walters, don't you see? Martin made the map during those weeks when he and the professor were held prisoner. He found out about the secret compartment, and he hid half the map in the ring.
I know, Kent, but I don't understand.
The Indians robbed you and Martin of everything you had, didn't they?
Yes, indeed they did, of every last thing.
All right, that proves it. Martin made his map, he hid half of it in the ring. Then the Indians robbed him. Whichever one got the ring brought it down to Port Ormond and sold it to Captain Walters, not knowing it contained a secret compartment.
Godfrey, it don't hardly seem possible.
Well, maybe not, but it's just what happened, all right. What about the map, Professor? Can you make it out?
Kent, it shows a perfect route from here to a place called the Cliffs of Ice. And it says that's where we find the treasure.
A route? Could we follow it with the dog team?
I don't see why not. Captain, look here.
Hey, I reckon we could at that. What's that writing?
Yeah. The treasure exists. Look in the sunken temple. The witch doctor guards it constantly. Beware the white terror.
What's it mean?
Enter from the valley of the cliffs. Take care, Alonzo Cragg. And that's all. Right there, the writing stops.
I don't get it at all. What's this about Cragg?
Oh, we'll never know that. Come on, we're on the right track anyway. I'll go harness the dog.
Northward over 50 miles of ice field, into the mountains of the Cunalaca. While the Arctic twilight fades into night, Kent, Peters, and Captain Walters arrive at last in the valley of the cliffs. And the trail vanishes. No sign of a clue. No opening in the overhanging wall of jagged ice. Tired, worn, the men come together again after fruitless hours of searching.
Oh, let it go, Walters. Look, there's the professor. Maybe he's found something.
It seems likely. Hi there, Professor. Any luck?
No, my dear Captain. No luck at all. No, I'm afraid Ray Martin's map will miss a necessary clue.
We'll wait for daylight. Maybe we'll be able to see better. Anyhow, there's been no sign of Indians. That's something.
Now, I imagine this must be a sacred valley. They probably don't come near it.
What's that?
Oh, it's them dogs. They're fighting again. Lend a hand now, quick, before they chew each other to bits.
Oh, Oh, I say, look. Chico's broken loose. He's out of the toilet, Walters. He's running away.
Catch him, Walters. Whistle at him.
Walters, whistle at that dog.
Chico! Come back here, Chico!
Confound that dog.
Walters will get in. There, he's answering the whistle.
Okay. What? Jump, quickly. The crib. Look out, jump. Look out.
Great Scott. What happened? It's part of the ice cliff broke away and very nearly fell on us. My dear Kent, that was a very narrow shave.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Flory, look at that cliff. Who did it?
You did it, with your whistle.
What?
Beyond a doubt. When you whistled, my dear Captain, the high, shrill note jarred loose a portion of the ice cliff.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's a well-known scientific phenomenon. The shrill sound set the ice vibrating and broke the cliff loose. Wait a moment. Where's Kent?
Hey! Come here, Peters! Walters! I think I found it.
You found it? Found what?
Look. Look, there's a great big hole.
Professor, Captain Walters, this is it. The entrance to the sunken temple Ray Martin mentioned on his map. Look. Look at that hole. It opened up when that ice cliff fell.
The entrance? Good grief. That can be the entrance.
Huh.
Hey, where are you going?
Inside, of course. Come on. Bring your flashlight.
You'd better be careful, Captain. No telling what this may lead to.
I tell you, this can be the temple. Why, my land, you don't work on Egypt, knock half the clip off every time they go into the temple, do you?
Never mind. May not be the regular entrance, but it'll do. The cliff fell down and exposed the gallery. Look, it's been carved, too. Now, this place didn't just happen. It was cut right out of the ice.
Yes, sir, he's right. Look at that thing. It's an altar. And there's passageways running out through the wall.
Walters. Kent.
We've come directly into the middle of the Temple of Ice. And up there above us, you can see the sky through that huge opening. You note how the echo has stopped? And somewhere, probably very near us, is the sacred treasure.
What? What was that?
Laughing. Sounded like someone laughing.
Someone? That wasn't nothing human. That wasn't
quiet. Listen, both of you. What was it Martin said? The witch doctor guards the treasure.
Professor, do you think?
Listen. That was the witch doctor of the Cunalacan, the ruler of the tribe who never dies. And he's somewhere hidden in these ice caves.
Look, you two stay right here. I'm going to look for that thing, whatever it is. Wallace is right. It's not human.
Kent, don't be a fool.
Don't you do it, Kent. Stay here and I'll keep quiet. Turn out the flashlights. I'm going to catch that thing and see what it is.
Look. Look there on the other wall. Kent, great heavens, look. It's the devil himself.
Out for the lights, quick.
Now then, let's see if Superman can't catch a witch doctor. I can see in the dark. Ah, there he goes. Down that corridor. Too late, my friend. You can't get away. Faster. Now then, got him. Oh, strong as an elephant. Now you can't choke me. Come out of that. Okay, I can see you. All right. You ask for it. See how you like bouncing off a nice wall. See how you like this. That fixed him. Devil or witch doctor, whatever he is. Now to make sure. What's this? Great Scott, what the... Why, it's not possible. It can't be.
Kent, where are you?
Look out, Kent! He's coming! The White Terror! Kent!
Now what? Something's gone wrong. Well, I'll leave you here for the minute, my friend. You won't come through till I get back. Something's attacked Peters and Walters. Sounded like an animal. Huh? There he is. Faster!
Kent, where are you? Look out!
Stay back, both of you! Stay back! Now then, first the devil and a bear. Oh, a bear bigger than anything I ever saw. Here he comes. Back you go. Back. I like animals. I don't like to hurt them. Glad that bear turned tail. Now, back to Peters and Walters as Clark Kent.
Walters? Professor Peters, where are you?
There, Kent. Are you all right? Kent, your light. What happened?
This way, Professor. There, follow the flashlight. It's safe enough now.
Gosh almighty. What was it?
Kent, are you all right? Great heavens, what was that thing?
That was the White Terror Ray Martin warned us about. A full-grown white polar bear.
Edward, what did you do? We heard a fight.
Oh, I drove him off. Hit him on the snout, luckily. Never mind that now. Something much more important. Look here.
Where? What is it?
Hold the light, Walters. There.
Well, what of it? It's that ring again.
No, it isn't.
What?
I found the witch doctor, and he was wearing that ring.
But,
Peters, Captain, that ring belonged to Captain Craig. And I can tell you something else, too. I'm sure of it. Walters, listen. Fair hair, taller than I am by half a foot.
And what are you saying?
A deep scar running all the way along his right jaw. Who answers that description, Walters?
And you've seen him. Where is he?
Back there in the ice caves, unconscious.
Oh, Kent, what are you talking about?
Arthur, he's raving mad. Bewitched, if you like, out of his mind. But that witch doctor, the medicine man who never dies, the ruler of the Cunalagas, is the missing explorer, Captain Alonzo Craig.
It's he. Craig, he came too. He's getting away.
Peters, Walters, follow me. After him.
Come on. Come on, Walters. Come on.
Unbelievable mystery in the sunken temple of the Cunalaca Indian. Captain Alonzo Craig, famous explorer missing over 3 years, has become the witch doctor who never dies. What has happened? What strange northern magic has entered his mind and soul? Can the rescue party find him in the sunken caverns of the ice cliffs? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.